Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station signal, 94.9 FM, 94.9 FM. In addition, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290, and the sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. So we've got all that going on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Big Willie 105.5, as well as the River Talk Radio Network. Now, Thursdays and Fridays on Big Willie 105.5, we go back to country music, great country music. Morgan Wallen. Do we play enough Morgan Wallen? Is that his name? I think that's his name. All right. In any event. But you can hear Dimitri encore in Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network. Encore is French for repeat crap. And so that's Thursdays and Fridays, River Talk Radio Network, the new radio station signal, 94.9 FM. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Plus 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290, the sturdy 1430. All of that going on. Also, lucky you. You are so lucky. You can also see the show, although there's typically not much to see, unless I have a guest. And then I turn the iPad, my old iPad, around, and you can see the guest. You can't see me, which a lot of people actually prefer that. So, but you can see the show. It's a Facebook live stream, and pretty much what you see is our state-of-the-art podcaster board, our state-of-the-art microphone, our state-of-the-art mic flag, screens, clients, stop taxing, my home, and my ECM, Energy Services, coffee mug, ECM Energy Services, great people, great people. They'll give you $1 million to drive for them, or almost $1 million. They're magnificent, but you got to be a really, really, really good, safe, professional driver. So we've got all that going on. What else? So, the Dukes of Hazzard, right. Last week, there was this event in Kentucky. A stunt car event. It was amazing. It was a replica of the General Lee, you know, Dukes of Hazzard and Daisy Dukes and all that, Dukes of Hazzard. And the General Lee, this great legendary car, as stunt car driver, and he goes down the main road, the main street in this town in Kentucky, goes up on these ramps at super high speed, and there's this water fountain, this big old water fountain with, well, water, and they added a blue coloring to give it a nice blue, well, color. So the General Lee goes up this ramp over the top, almost over the top of the water fountain, actually goes through the water and then lands on the other side, skids off to the left, almost kills a cameraman. It's really amazing video. Nobody gets hurt, but it was amazing to see. I was like, oh my God, he's going to kill him. He didn't. Okay, good. And it was just amazing. We have that pinned, that video pinned on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. That is the first post that you're going to see when you go to Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Make sure you follow us and like us and do all of that Facebooky stuff. And it is amazing the number of people who've already seen this on our page, on the Big Willie 105.5 page. Last time I checked, was more than 30,000 views. I mean, what we're doing here with Big Willie 105.5 is unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. Everybody's responding. It's just like, oh my God, we can hear Dimitri. This is amazing. I mean, and all the stuff that we're adding now to the Facebook page. Anyway, so you can see this by going to Big Willie 105.5, the Facebook page. It's the first post. It's pinned. It's the first one. Well, anyway, so one of our Facebook friends said, you know, the guy who did this, I'm paraphrasing here, was interviewed by someone else and all that, and here's the information. I was going, I wonder if our Big Willie 105.5 listening audience would like to hear the stunt driver. The guy who actually drives the General Lee, who goes up the ramps and across the water fountains and lands on the other side, almost kills a cameraman and this, that, and the other. And I thought to myself, well, it's worth a shot. So I reached out to this guy. His name is here somewhere. Oh my God, where did I put this? Hold on. Here it is. His name is Raymond Kahn, professional stunt driver, car jump specialist known for performing high energy ramp to ground stunts, especially the iconic TV cars like the orange Dodge Charger, fondly called the General Lee, with the Northeast Ohio Dukes. So I reached out to this stunt driver, professional stunt driver, Raymond Kahn. I said, we'd love to have you on. Big Willie 105.5. It's a natural with our audience. You're getting an incredible response with the video that we have pinned to the top of the page on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. And he said, sure, we're going to have him on today. Yes, Becky, you made it happen. We're going to have him on today. He's scheduled a little bit later on, but scheduled today. So if you know anybody who likes the Dukes of Hazzard, anybody who likes the General Lee or Daisy, or the Daisy Dukes were so hot, Jesus. Focus, man, focus. You're on the air. Anyway, make sure you listen today and then share this everywhere. Also, here's the latest regarding the ongoing catastrophe with the flash flood tragedy and the lack of response by our federal government. It is absolutely unbelievable. Now, the feds responded immediately to the disaster in Texas, as they should have. I mean, it's heartbreaking what happened in Texas with their flash flooding. It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. Good for the feds, because they did that, responded immediately. But not for us, not here in the Upper Ohio Valley, not here in the Northern Panhandle, not here in West Virginia. No. No major disaster declaration for us. So I reached out to my people and I said, okay, have the feds responded yet? Have they said that they're going to finally... do a disaster designation for this, so we can finally get some funding here to compensate us for the terrible tragedy. What, 9 people lost their lives, homes swept away, lives swept away. It's just the costs are just mind-boggling. Still nothing. Now, we're asking for 2 things here. And I actually have some notes here. My sources said, okay, you might want to phrase it this way. We need 2 energy declarations. The media is not telling you this, but I will. 2 energy declarations, emergency declarations, I'm sorry. 2 emergency declarations. One is for individuals, to assist individuals. The second is a public assistance emergency declaration to help pay or reimburse government entities and fire departments and everyone else for their expenses. So we are looking for 2. One is for the individual, for anyone who is damaged, and the other is for the public assistance, public entities like governments. So what does this mean? It means that if we finally get the okay from the feds, and yes, I'll get to that in just a second here, then individuals, like the people who got washed out with their bridges, the bridges are gone. If you own the bridge, you're going to get reimbursed with the feds. If it's a individual assistance for the individual citizens, or if the government owns the bridge, then the public assistance emergency declaration will pay for it. One way or the other, the bridges are going to be covered, as I understand it. But we got to get the emergency declaration. We need 2 of them. And still nothing from the feds, nothing from FEMA, nothing from our representatives. And again, as I mentioned yesterday, we have 3 people who represent us in Washington, D.C., who could pick up a phone, call FEMA, call the president and say, hey, what about us? What about the Northern Panhandle? What about Ohio County? What about us? We have 2 United States senators and 1 representative, a congressman, who's in the House. I mean, they're all congressmen, actually, technically. And so they're not doing anything, as far as I can tell, to use their clout, to use their power to get FEMA to make these declarations so that individuals can be made whole and so government entities can be made whole. Because with the government, all the expenses for the all the governments, the local governments, that you know, the all the money that they've spent, you and I have got to end up paying for that. And we still can't get the feds to issue these declarations. How many more West Virginians have to die before the federal government, FEMA, issues these declarations? Nine apparently is not enough. What exactly are our United States senators doing about this? Well, apparently nothing, or at least nothing much. Well, in fact, nothing. This is the bottom line. Shelley Moore Capito, fourth most powerful Republican in the Senate, which means she's the fourth most powerful senator. She was always standing on the right side of former head of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, the Kentucky decaying cadaver. Anytime he had a news conference, who was standing on his right-hand side? Shelley Moore Capito. She is that well-connected. Donald Trump has endorsed her. Donald Trump has also endorsed the other United States senator from West Virginia, and that is Jim Justice. Jim Justice's family and the Trump family, they're friends. You have two United States senators who should be looking out for us, who should be able to pick up the phone and say, Mr. President, Jesus, come on, man. Two declarations, nine people lost their lives. Umpteen people lost their homes and businesses and everything else. A catastrophe we're still trying to clean up. Two United States senators, they're fellow Republicans, and they don't have the clout to make this happen? This is unbelievable to me. Shelley Moore Capito has plenty of clout. Let me tell you, she's the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty. She had enough clout during the middle of all of this stuff to make sure that she got a job for her son, Moore Capito, who's going to be the U.S. attorney for West Virginia, the lower half of the state. You talk about nepotism. She had plenty of clout to get her son a job, and she had plenty of clout to run lots of TV ads right in the middle of this saying, hey, vote for me and you'll be able to buy the kind of pickup truck that you like. All the while, we're begging for the federal government to issue these two declarations so that individuals and our government entities can be reimbursed. Shelley Moore Capito, fourth most powerful senator, fourth most powerful, endorsed by Donald Trump, and she can't make this happen? Are you kidding me? Jim Justice, family friends with the Trumps, you can't make this happen? Are you friggin' kidding me? And in the House, Riley Moore, Congressman Riley Moore, I warned you about this guy. His aunt is Shelley Moore Capito, fourth most powerful person in the Senate. These three people, Congressman Riley Moore, who I warned you about, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Senator Jim Justice, the three of them, they don't have enough clout to call FEMA and say, hey, we need an emergency declaration here for individuals and for the public, government entities. Are they that incompetent? Or are they that indifferent? Because you cannot tell me they don't have any political clout. You cannot tell me this. This is Ohio County, West Virginia, nine lives swept away. God knows how many homes swept away. The dreams, the hopes, the everything, futures, everything swept away. Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator, Jim Justice, United States Senator, Riley Moore, Congressman in the House of Representatives, the three of them combined don't have enough clout to make this happen after nine people here lost their lives? This is unbelievable to me. This is absolutely unbelievable to me. For a Facebook live stream, I've included the names of these three and their phone numbers. I will also give you the phone numbers after this short break. I want you to call their offices in D.C. You have to be civil, be courteous, tell them your name, tell them where you live in West Virginia, and say, what about us? What about us, Shelley Moore Capito? What about us, Jim Justice? What about us, Riley Moore? Three members of Congress, two in the Senate, one in the House. And all we're asking is for these declarations for one county in West Virginia, and you can't make this happen? But you can get your son a sweet job as a U.S. attorney? And then you run ads about, well, if you vote for me, you can buy any kind of pickup truck you want. It's mind-boggling. I'll give you the phone numbers right after this.